831-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Good morning. It's Izzy Lyman, 97.7 FM, WCHY. And thank you for joining us this morning. And we have a guest on the line, Mr. Whit Lyman. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Izzy. It's good to be with you. I agree. The fall is definitely beautiful in many parts of the country this year.
It is. It is. So let me give out my text number. We had another vote in our spookiest Michigan politician poll. And Gretchen was voted the spookiest politician. She's got two votes so far from these listeners. That's awesome. So 231-758-7707. So, Mr. Whit Lyman, I wanted to invite you on the show because you've had an incredibly interesting week covering the protests regarding the terrible, terrible situation in the Middle East. So flesh that out for us a little bit. What exactly have you been covering? Where have you been covering it?
So I'm down in the D.C. area right now, and ever since the attack from Hamas to Israel on a couple weeks ago now, they've had an event in Washington calling for an end to the ceasefire, calling for a free Palestine, calling for basically what they call Israel's colonization of Palestine, and speaking out for oppressed people. So a bunch of different organizations have done this. The main one lately has been an organization called If Not Now, and it's basically what their website reads is American Jews organizing our community to end U.S. support for Israel's apartheid system and demand equality, justice, and a thriving future for all. And what they've stated is that they've had an event every day for the last 12 days. They've been doing something down in the D.C. area, and some of them have garnered national attention because of their stunt at the House Offices building, which is just across the street from the Capitol building, which, as we know, is quite infamous due to the J6 situation. They had about 300 people storm the House Office building and do a sit-in, and they were eventually arrested and removed. So they've been really active. They've done a lot of different things, mostly just marching and rallies and doing their chants and protests. But they've been doing other things as well. They actually just assaulted a TPU USA member. I don't remember exactly the state or the location, but one of them was just assaulted recently. So they've been very active and been very adamant about their cause.
So you've seen of all the sides of this by now, right? The pro, the con, the in-between. And has any of it really shocked you?
I guess the tenacity of this group in particular, the If Not Now group, I guess they're tenacious. I mean, a lot of their events are at noon, 1 o'clock on a Wednesday or a Monday, or they're late at night on a Sunday, and they get thousands of people to turn out for these events. And it's really shocking how organized they are, how well they're coached. They had an event at the White House where they were trying to shut down daily activity at the White House, and they were blocking entrances and exits. They were sitting, getting arrested again by Capitol Police and Secret Service, and they have a whole system for these people. You know, they said, if you get arrested, give your bag to this person, give your name, your address, your date of birth, some lawyer will contact you, and, you know, you'll be out of the system in no time. So just their level of organization is shocking to me. And I guess secondarily, how little the pro-Israel Zionists, as they're called by these people, groups have done. They've been to one event pretty much I've been to in D.C. They haven't done much. They have no pushback at all for these people. So the tenacity of the left and the silence pretty much of the Israeli side.
Wow. So I saw some of those blockades on TV and on social media, and it seemed to me that the comment that I heard most frequently from these rabid protesters was, sure, they'll get arrested, but it's not going to be like the J6 political prisoners. Do you agree with that?
It will likely not be, just based on the details that I know about J6 and what they did in the House Office building. It's a different building altogether. But they are certainly under that impression. I mean, there's a video on my X account that's also on the Border Hawk News account where the protesters are talking about, yeah, we'll see you tonight. We're having a party. We'll get together. You know, totally blasé about what the situation and what happened. And to contrast that with the folks that have been in solitary confinement for seditious conspiracy for years now. I mean, they didn't seem to think that that was an option for them. In other words, they didn't think that at all this would be a big deal for them.
So they're fairly fearless. They know the repercussions are not going to be at all like the J6 people.
They're certainly under that impression, but also they're fairly fearless. I mean, to sit in front of one of those, if your listeners have been to the White House, along all the entrances, there are these huge blockades of steel and girder, and there's guard shacks, and it's obviously the White House, right? And they don't seem to have any issue sitting on the ground in front of them, you know, really trying to call out the Secret Service and police there. They don't seem to have any fear of that. Maybe it's bravery, maybe it's stupidity, maybe they know something we don't.
So we have another listener weighing in on the poll saying that they're all the squad is pretty spooky in our poll of Whitmer and Nestle to Lee Benson. But I want to bring up the fact that you were also at a rally and you filmed Rashida Tlaib and your video went ultra viral. Can you talk about that a little bit, please?
Sure. So two of the Congress people spoke at one of the rallies in front of the Capitol, Cori Bush and Rashida Tlaib. And Rashida Tlaib was touting a story that has been widely discredited in terms of the Israelis launched a rocket or a missile and blew up a hospital and killed 500 people. That story has been debunked by many news outlets and the president himself, saying that it was actually a Hamas rocket. It landed in the parking lot. And it didn't kill 500 people. So she was touting that story, saying how the Israeli government is killing people in hospitals. And she continued to tout that story and had a chance to film it and upload it to X. And it definitely went viral, as the expression goes. You know, we're well north of 20 million views on that. Some of your listeners, if they watch some of the popular Fox News shows, likely caught it as well. And it was just a cool moment in terms of a field reporter, but also just an important moment in terms of the mission. These people, they don't seem to care too much about the facts. And I'll admit freely that the facts coming out of the Middle East right now are very hard to discern. There's so many videos, so much content. But that one in particular had a real slanted narrative, and it was definitely not true.
Well, the thing with Miss Rashida, and she just got another vote in the poll here that I'm taking with the listeners, she is perceived to many of us as a national security risk because she's privy as a congresswoman to classified documents. And we're feeling like, lady, are you for America or are you not? So she was exceptionally cringeworthy at that particular rally you were at, right? She was crying and drama and blah, blah, right?
Yeah, I mean, the rhetoric that she uses, I'm just always amazed that these people in these positions just, they speak in a way that's hard to even understand. You know, she said it's okay for children to cry, it's okay for me to cry, it's okay for you to cry. Well, why is a sitting congresswoman talking like this on a forum like that? And yeah, certainly a little cringeworthy. I don't find her spooky, by the way. I think she's really straightforward about her intentions. She's pro-Palestine. She's super liberal. She's ultra-left. I don't find that spooky. I find Gretchen Whitmer very spooky, though. I don't always know what she's thinking. She's you know, kind of behind the scenes, a little shady. She strikes me as very spooky. Looking at your poll right now, she's in a very, very tight race for second.
Thank you. I appreciate you weighing in, for sure.
First. Excuse me. She's in second. Tight race for first.
Right. And so Tlaib just got another vote from one of the listeners. It's a tight race, right? Both those women, how can we go on? So many things wrong with this picture that they would get elected by people in their wrong mind, I like to say. Anyway, but on a personal level, as a result of these protests that you covered, and you were one of the very first field reporters out there, and all kinds of people picked it up. Jesse Waters featured it on Fox News, and some of the big social media people like Ben Shapiro were talking about it. And it's really exciting for you, and congratulations. But as a result of it, you ended up visiting the White House press room. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's amazing what doors open once you kind of put yourself in the right place at the right time. And again, super grateful to everybody that shared the video and watched the video. You know, I'm a mission guy through and through. I care about the mission. I don't necessarily care about the clicks and the notoriety, although you certainly, you know, don't turn it away when it's there. I had the chance to meet some wonderful folks at OANN News, and they had the opportunity to, excuse me?
What is OANN? What does that mean?
Excuse me, One America News Network. I think it's OANN. The news would be like a double statement there. Yeah, so OANN, they actually covered the White House pretty exclusively, and I had the chance to meet with them a little bit and talk to some good patriots and kind of tour the White House from the media side. You don't exactly get to see the whole White House. You certainly get to go into the fence. You get to go into the press room. Had a chance to meet some of the more popular people like Fox and CNN and all that. And then you get to kind of tootle around and see a little bit. But obviously, Secret Service is very protective of the area. But had a chance to go and take the classic press secretary photo and all that. So it was a really awesome experience. Certainly a top 10 in terms of my media career. But just really grateful for the chance to see the inside there. I mean, the White House is so iconic, so.
It is, and that sounds like a lot of fun, by the way. So you're doing quite well. Keep it up for sure. So tell us how we can find some of your videos and some of your work.
So everything that I do is going to be posted on X, Twitter, so WID_Lyman, and then anything that we do that's border-related, immigration-related, which is so many things these days, is BorderHawk News, also on X and Twitter.
Okay, so X is the place to go to find your videos and your commentary a little bit. I know you're not a big commentary guy, but you shoot outstanding videos.
The X is the place to go for everybody. I'm routinely amazed at the people who don't use X or X/Twitter. It's the hub. It is the place. It's the watering hole, meeting ground for all things news and interesting.
Definitely. For the current events, political junkie, that is the place to go. I totally agree. It's a different medium than Facebook and Instagram, which I think is more Facebooky, more fun, friendly. Instagram, a lot of the pictures, but this is like for the meaty stuff, shall we say.
Totally agree. They all have their pros and cons, but in terms of if you just want raw news and information, I mean, all of the politicians are on X. You know, you can see what the politicians in other countries
okay.
are saying, and Bukele.
Sure.
You know, in Central America, so it's a place to go.
Thank you so much. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hi, everybody. Izzy Lyman back here for the very final segment of hour number three, 97.7 WCHY. And it is a rainy day in Petoskey. I don't know about you also, but rain's not a bad thing. I like rain. It's a good thing. It's a God thing, right? So a couple of questions came up while we were on break. And again, let me give the text number. It's 231-758-7707. So my last guest, Wid Lyman, is actually my son. Someone asked me his last name, so just wanted to clarify that. Not my husband, but my son. And he is recommending to folks to be on Twitter, which is now called X. So, again, I agree with him. It is the definitely the place you want to be if you want the cutting news, the news as it comes in, like within seconds. It's kind of crazy. It's a little bit addictive, I'm not going to lie, but it's one of those fast-moving forums that are made for the age. And kudos to Elon Musk for tweaking it and for making it more of a free speech platform. I know there's still criticism, but I think he's doing a really good job, and I appreciate that he took over. Anyway, some breaking news here for you guys about the speaker race. So let me just read this. This is from The Hill, and I also read The Hill regularly. It is definitely an establishment publication, but at least in terms of live updates and reports, they do a really good job. So I do recommend The Hill in terms of if you want Capitol Hill type news. So here's the latest. After two rounds of voting, five candidates remain in the running to be the third nominee. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, R. Minnesota. I know I identified him as being from Wisconsin, and my de facto producer was trying to correct me, so I know he's from Minnesota. Representative Kevin Hearn, R. Oklahoma. House Republican Conference Vice Chairman Mike Johnson, R. Louisiana. Representative Byron Donalds, R. Florida. And Representative Austin Scott, R. Georgia. And so that means that Mr. Bergman isn't in it. Anyway, that is interesting. We shall see what happens going forward the rest of the day. Perhaps they will have a speaker designee by the time the day is done. I certainly hope so, and certainly appreciate the process. Sometimes we get a little bit impatient or upset at the process, but I think process is a good thing. It's an honorable thing, and I'm glad to see this playing out. So we got another vote for Rashida Tlaib. She is the spookiest because she's a liar. And I would definitely say she's pretty spooky. And we got another vote here for Whitmer. Man, that's tough between Rashida and Big Rich. I don't know who I would choose if I was actually voting in this. I'm going to have to think about that a little bit. So one other thing I want to mention before it gets like the show is practically over here. John James was the subject of a lot of attention over the speaker race in the last week or so because of the fact that he did not vote for Jim Jordan. He voted three times for three different people, and one of them was actually Byron Donald, so maybe he was on to something. But there is a rally tomorrow at 30500 Van Dyke Avenue in Warren. I think that's his office. There's a the messaging says, hold John James accountable for sabotaging the speaker race. So some upset folks, I guess, they're feeling like he's a rhino. They want to vote him out. They're going to have a little gathering outside his office to complain, to use their constitutional right to complain. So I think that's kind of cool. Hold his feet to the fire. Hold him accountable. And to this day, he's really not even explained those three votes. Why did he not vote for Jim Jordan? He was the only member of the Michigan delegation, in fact, to not vote for Jim Jordan. Very strange. A lot of questions. I don't think he's done a good job of explaining himself. So if you're interested and if you live anywhere near there, or if you want to take a drive and protest John James, that's not a bad use of your time. It is tomorrow from 3 to 5. And at, oh, yes, it is at his office. I'm seeing that now. Okay, 30500 Van Dyke Avenue in Warren. I'm sure you can probably find this somewhere on social media. And that could be a lot of fun. So I appreciate that. We have a little bit of time left. Again, I want to just invite all of you to our event in Emmett County on Friday. We would love to have you. We have politicians, we have veterans, we have MAGA people attend. And yes, we often have people from other counties, Sheboygan, Charlevoix, Mac, whatever. We would love to have you. I think you'll have a great time. We're a fun, a friendly group, but we are very committed to constitutional government, to limited government, and to supporting politicians and elected officials who advance that agenda. They need our support, and we are happy to do so. So again, this Friday, you can always text me. I'm happy to send you a flyer, 231-758-7707. So all good stuff happening in our state, even though sometimes we feel like we can't see it and we can't know it. But just think of all the people that are listening to this show today that probably agree with you and that want to champion the same things that you want to champion, really very much for America First, for secure borders, for a balanced budget, for good leadership, for people who are inspired not just by their fellow men and women, but by the Lord. That's really what we're looking for. And I think we are on the same page, many of us today who are listening and who are texting and who are doing all kind of good small things and sometimes really big things. So it's really important that we stick together. Anyway, it's been a pleasure. I'm Izzy Lyman. This is the end of the show. And Drucker Randy will be back tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great rainy day.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon. This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan.